No new U.S. Arctic policy, at least not yet. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. There's been a lot of speculation over the past couple of months on whether U.S. Arctic policy will change under the Trump administration, but last week a senior Arctic official with the State Department said U.S. policy for the region remains the same for now.
For the most part now, our guidance is to keep doing what we're doing.
David Balton is a deputy assistant secretary who attended a meeting of senior Arctic Council officials in Juneau to prepare for the council's ministerial to be held this May in Fairbanks. Balton told journalists in a media briefing after the meeting that basic U.S. policies on protecting and researching the Arctic and its peoples has remained consistent since the Arctic Council was formed 20 years ago.
And what I can say is that U.S. interests in the Arctic and our goals and objectives for the Arctic have not changed appreciably over time.
Balton says U.S. Arctic policies usually remain in place during changes in administrations, but he acknowledged presidents eventually get around to developing their own priorities for the region.
This administration, like past administrations, may wish to put its own stamp on U.S. Arctic policy. That may occur at some point, but it has not happened yet.
Balton told the journalists he knows of no changes being contemplated by administration officials regarding the relationship between the United States and the Arctic Council.
So far, I see no direct effect on our participation in the Arctic Council, either in the lead up to our own ministerial or beyond. But the picture is not entirely clear yet.
Journalists at the briefing and listening in online asked Balton whether any sort of divisions have arisen among council member nations over concerns the United States will abandon support for the Paris Climate Agreement. Finland, which will assume Arctic Council chairmanship during the Fairbanks ministerial, reportedly will emphasize the importance of the agreement.
We do know that the Finns intend to highlight the Paris Agreement as part of their chairmanship program, but they have many other aspects that they hope to highlight as well.
We'll talk more about Balton's briefing next week. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.